Jeremiah 6:16, page 763. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. I recognize today that as we reflect on this one verse, there'll be all sorts of things playing out in your own heart as you recognize that some things resonate, other things don't. But there'll be things resonating with you. There'll be things in your own heart that you'll be reminded of, that you'll be encouraged about, that you'll be challenged about as we take these next few minutes just to reflect on these verses. And I've left off just a phrase. What was it? It's a bit negative, isn't it? And yet the truth is, for some of us, for one of us, I don't know, when the Word of God comes to us, for whatever reason, all sorts of reasons why we do this, we respond with, no, I don't want to do it. I'll just leave that with you. And that's a challenge for someone, for some people this morning. But this morning is quite specifically about two things that I want to highlight. And we're going to talk today about a reminder about God's Word concerning our buildings. It's now a year, just a year this weekend, since you'll remember we had a challenge to explore what was it God was saying to us about our buildings, and would we be obedient to what we believe God was saying? Would we get on board with it, and would we demonstrate that commitment by making the commitment of £50,000 together for the first year of this process of exploring where God was leading us? And it was a year ago this weekend that Tristan was able to say, very much relieved, I'm sure, but able to say, yes, we have £50,000 committed in this first year. And the process continues. And what I want to do today, remind us of some of the story of where we have come from, but also to talk about an encouragement. An encouragement as we prepare to move forward. The process hasn't been standing still, although we haven't been talking about it very much in terms of this setting. But there's a reminder this morning and also an encouragement. And everything I say this morning, there are four key points that I'm going to bring out from Jeremiah 6 and the verse that I read there. There are four key points. Everything comes from that and relates to this particular part of the journey at this particular time for Evesham Baptist Church. But as I said right at the beginning, there will be resonances for your own life in terms of what God says this morning. And the first thing to highlight is about hearing the Word of God. Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 6:16, this is what the Lord says. And if you're anything like me, hearing God speak is often a challenge. Do you go with that? Hearing God speak is often a challenge. We'd love in so many ways to hear God speak more clearly. You know, if you're anything like me again, you would sit and read the Bible. You'd pray. You'd just sit quietly. And sometimes you just struggle and you cry out to God. Why don't you just make it blindingly obvious? Sometimes I think we'd just like to receive an email from God every day to say, okay, this is my word for you today. And it was just there, an auto email. But it's not like that. And we have to search. We have to discover what God is saying to us. And that was certainly true, and it continues to be true for us as a church, as a believing community together, exploring what is it God is saying to us? What has He said to us? And together, we had to give ourselves to pray and to say to God, okay, speak to us. We want to hear what you have to say. And at the time, I guess, there is always that sense, before God speaks, of we're not sure about what you might say, but we want to hear it so that we can reflect upon it. And then there comes those moments when sometimes it feels as though God speaks so clearly to us that we cannot avoid His word. Sometimes I recognize God speaks so clearly that we dismiss it and say, it was too obvious, we've been searching for so long. It can't happen this easily. But for us, we know that God appeared to speak to us very clearly, hearing the answers to our prayers and knowing that God had a plan for us. And I don't think I've put this picture up of Evesham for a long time. You can see Cowell Street here. This is where we are. Should get a little. There we go. That's, I think, the church building's here. And over the last couple of years, we've been reminded and challenged about what God wants for us. You remember how we gathered to pray. And it was at that point of prayer, that season of prayer, that we received a letter to say, you have been gifted 4 acres of land, which is this land up here. And it was, in a sense, completely unexpected. And yet we prayed, and God answered. And it seemed too obvious for a while. But then, just reflecting, we recognized God was almost with the hand from heaven saying, no, in terms of your buildings, you need to be looking in this particular place. You need to be understanding that something lies ahead that will challenge you. But it's where I am leading you. I am guiding you to this particular place. And hearing the word of God, just as Jeremiah said, this is what the Lord says. There comes that time when God does speak. And it's for us, the challenge for us, to hear what God says. Hearing what God says. Hearing the word of God. And that's the first note this morning. A new building, yeah, a new development. We know on that particular piece of land, the expectation is that there will be a considerable development all around where we intend to put a new church. And there is an opportunity for us in terms of mission and outreach, of engaging people in the community, of communicating the love of Christ, in perhaps in ways that we haven't been able to because of the restrictions that are upon us here. The second thing is facing the future with courage. Facing the future with courage. Jeremiah 6:16, this is what the Lord says. The Lord speaks and then says, stand at the crossroads and look. And these two simple things, stand and look. Here's a picture. I like this picture. Stand at the crossroads and look. And here we have a guy standing at the crossroads. You can probably see a long way in all directions. Stand and look. Extraordinary thing about crossroads, the chances are at crossroads we don't stand and look for a long time. For you and I, the chances are crossroads, if I said, think of a crossroads. You probably wouldn't think of this one, you'd think of one near your home, on the journey home. And you would know it well. And the idea of standing at the crossroads and looking, you'd think, why? Well, I know where I am. I know where I have to go. But the instruction from God is stand at the crossroads and look. Almost as if, take your time. And you know that sometimes when something is so familiar to us, we can become blind to what is there. Familiarity can cause blindness. We think we've seen it all. There's nothing more that can be seen at these particular crossroads. There's no more choices that lie there. And that very familiarity, I think, is why Jeremiah is given this word from God. Stand and look. Take your time to look and to see. And as we look, we begin to see what God has for us. You know, there have been times when people have said to me, well, what we need to do with the buildings is so obvious. And I've said, well, please tell me if it's so obvious. There have been times when people have said to me, you know, it's so obvious what God wants us to do in our lives, this and this and this. And I say, well, why don't you do it then? Sometimes things are so obvious that we lose sight of them. And we don't do them. We don't do what God is calling us to. And it's a relevant word for us, facing the future with courage. The desire, the resolution to be prepared, to be surprised, even again as we have been. Facing the future with courage. Why does there have to be courage? Well, it's about being prepared to see things differently. It's about being prepared to do things differently. We have the opportunity to build a building that doesn't look like this one, that doesn't look like perhaps any other building that's ever been built, but will speak about us, speak about what God is saying to us, speak about our journey, speak about God's love for us. It's an opportunity to do things in terms of our buildings, do things in terms of our activities in those buildings. We say, why do we do that? Because we love Christ and we want to serve him. We want what we are and what we do to speak for him. And sometimes making that move takes courage. Sometimes we need courage because following God will cost us dearly. Following God will cost us dearly. John and I went to visit a church in Derbyshire just the other week. We went to visit this particular church and to meet the architect, our architect, Alan Joyson, one of his associates, Clive Hewitt. And we went to this particular church because they designed this church in Derbyshire, in Littleover Methodist Church. And while we were there, we were able to meet a few folk from that church. And one of them came in and was talking to us about the whole process. They'd actually taken 8 years since appointing an architect to actually having the building open. We're asking about what their budget was and their cost. And John said, tell me, how did you raise the money for the building? The answer, by faith. And I was going, no, okay, that's all very well, by faith. How did you raise the money? Did it appear out of the sky? Is that what happens? There was a sense of, tell us, how did it happen? And he said, well, people in the church gave. And that's how it happened. And you know, sometimes when God speaks and he says, take a particular route, it will cost. Other times when he calls for our obedience to what he's put before us, it won't just cost, it will cost us dearly. And the only reason we give is because we know what God has said and we know that our rest is found in obedience. And we do need courage. We need courage to be obedient because we are going to be stretched. We are going to be challenged in this process as we follow it through. And I think God has been good thus far. And we need to keep on. Lord, this is what you've shown us. Now help us to follow it through. So we have hearing the word of God. This is what the Lord says, facing the future with courage, going to the crossroads, seeing things differently, and saying, I'm prepared to leave behind the obvious. I'm prepared to do things in a way that you want me to. The third note is asking the right questions. Jeremiah 6:16, this is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is. Asking the right questions, that's so appropriate. You know, if you ask the wrong questions, you'll get the wrong answers. People get frustrated in their own journey because nothing seems to fit. And you know, sometimes we have to come back and say, what's the right question to ask at the beginning? Jeremiah's first prompt is ask for the ancient paths. I think, what on earth does that mean? Why should we ask for ancient paths? Surely we live in the 21st century. It's new, it's modern, full of loads of gadgets. Why the ancient paths? I don't think it's a return to the obvious. I don't think this is a return to, well, this is what I'm used to and I feel safe with and this is conservative and I'll return to that. This is the way we've always done things. I think asking for the ancient paths is about asking about wisdom. It's about asking about wisdom. It's about asking the heroes of faith when they stood at the crossroads and they didn't know what to do. What did they do? When they were told to look, what did they see? It's about asking, where did success in their spiritual journey come from? I read earlier about Jacob having a vision in a dream of God. I am the God of Abraham and Isaac. You can be part of this story. The response, but to set up, I liked it. Did you note it? He set up a pillar. You see, Jacob set up a pillar. And he worshipped God. Because that was his response. He's a hero of the faith. Who heard and said, okay, if you'll be with me, and you'll give me everything I need on this journey, you will truly be my God. And I will follow you. Asking for the ancient paths is about saying, what did they do once before when they were faced with this challenge? When they were faced with a challenge that took them beyond everything they could have imagined. We have Abraham. We are told that Abraham believed God. He was told by God, even though he was old and he had no children, and his wife was well beyond childbearing age, he was told, Abraham, look up at the stars. And he looked up and, you know, if you're in the Middle East and you see the stars, there's just clouds of stars. As many as the stars you can see, that's how many descendants you will have. And we are told, even though it was beyond anything Abraham imagined, we are told he believed God. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask how they did it once when faced with a challenge such as this. And we need to ask, how would they face the challenge that we are faced with? But not simply that. We're also encouraged. Ask where the good way is. I like that. Ask where the good way is. Little tangents. For some of you, in your lives, you are asking questions about what you should do in your life, about the decisions you should be making in your life. The truth is, the question you should be asking is, what is the good way? What is the good way? Not the destructive way. Not the old habits that I've been used to. But what is the good way? And the good way sometimes is the tough way. The good way is sometimes the way where we have to shake off what we have been. That is the good way for us. And the encouragement is, ask where the good way is. And it is the way of wisdom. It is the way of obedience. The good way is the way of the living God. Often when I tell stories for Jam Club on Friday night, the first school age group on a Friday night, quite often when I talk about God, I do talk not just about God, I talk about the living God. Because they know, and they hear about at school, lots of different gods. And so I talk about the living God. The true God, the real God. and asking where the good way is. It's about asking, what is the way of the living God? The living God is the one who gives life. The living God is the one who raised Jesus from the dead. The living way is the one of the living God is the one who gives light in darkness, who gives answers to the questions when we say, where is the good way? The living God is able to do something different, surprising. He's able to challenge us. He's able to do the miraculous in our own life, yes, and together for us. But he's also able to bless us because he is the living God. He's not going to give us yesterday's blessings, but he's going to give us today's blessings today. And tomorrow we will find yet more blessings. And so we need to ask the right questions about what God places before us in terms of our buildings. And it's been a blessing so far. And the fourth element is this. It's about walking with faith. What is Jeremiah 6:16? This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. Here's a definition of faith for today. Trusting the God we know to lead us safely to a new place. A definition of faith for today. Trusting the God we know, that's important. We trust God because we know what he's like. Because we know he's good. Because we know he loves us. And he will not let us down. He will not desert us. He will not lead us somewhere and then let us go and abandon us. He won't do that. Faith is about trusting the God we know. But it's about trusting the God we know to lead us. Faith is about movement. It's about journey. It's not about staying where you are. Faith is about trusting the God we know to lead us safely to a new place. To somewhere we haven't been before. To discover new things. In Psalm 23, we know this well. The Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd leads. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. As I walk with faith, as the Lord is my shepherd, and I follow, I do find rest for my soul. And Jesus, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. You'll find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Taking a yoke upon you. It's about a journey. It's about moving. Faith is trusting the God we know to lead us safely to a new place. And I've quoted this before from Augustine, right at the beginning of his Confessions. You have made us for yourself. And our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Walking with faith is found in obedience to God. It's about finding rest in that obedience. Today has quite simply been a reminder, an encouragement. We haven't finished our journey yet. There is a lot more ahead. There's an anticipation that within the next 6 months, we will have applied for planning permission for our buildings. We'll have meetings between now and then, and we will receive planning permission. That's our hope. But then, we'll have to pay for our buildings. And at that point, we'll stand back and go, okay, God, how do we do that? What are we going to do? How are we going to do it? And it's at that point that we have to say, yes, Lord, because I know that rest is found in obedience to God. We know that together, and we know that as individuals. And we ask that God would bless us as we journey seeking to follow him. And let's just pray together. Father, we thank you today that you are the living God. Father, it's so good to know that you are the living God. You are the God who gives life. You are the God who brings light. You are the God who shares wisdom with us. You know the end from the beginning. And Father, we thank you that we can trust the living God. Father, thank you that you are the living God, because truthfully it would be so boring if our faith was just about finding out what you used to be like, as if it was all signed and sealed. But Father, thank you that in our relationship with you, there is so much more yet to discover about you. And Father, we thank you that the journey you call us on together will open up for us great and wonderful opportunities to discover you and to discover ourselves. Father, would you bless us as we seek to follow you? Give us courage, give us strength to walk in obedience with you. We pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.